My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And you know, based off of where they're at as an organization, I think this next question will depend on how confident you are in what you saw pitching wise, and that they can continue to evaluate pitchers in free agency and continue to make trades. Because how would you view the next 5 years in terms of success? Is it a couple playoff appearances? Is it a World Series appearance? Over the next 5 years going forward, how would you guys view it as a success or not? 913-586-7965.
I like to ask this question because it's the same to me as how you view your football or basketball programs in college and where they are. Like, how many times in a 10-year stretch should Kansas make the NCAA tournament? 10. How many times should they make the Final Four? 3. How many times should they win a championship? 1. That is a successful 10-year stretch for Kansas basketball. The answer is different for Missouri basketball. How many times should they make the tournament? 5. How many times should they make a Final Four? I don't know. Once, for God's sakes. Win a championship? Yeah, right. Maybe in a different lifetime. But when you look at the different organizations, I'm not even like anti-Missouri. They've never even been to a Final Four, dude. If I'm talking about 10 years of success looks like.
Keep going, man. Preach. Keep going.
I'm just pointing out what it should look like for each organization. For the Royals, I think a successful 5-year run over the next 5 years, so not counting what just happened, is 2 playoff appearances and 1 deep playoff run. I would deem that a success. They have never gone through a stretch like that in my lifetime. It has been since the late 70s and early 80s since this team made multiple postseason trips in a 5-year run. Because I would tack it in with this one. That would put, if they made 2 in the next 5, that would be 3 over 6 years with 1 deep run, whether it ends up in a World Series or not. That's success. That means you are a functional Major League Baseball franchise. I will put one caveat on it. It has to come with the fact that you're never in the doldrums. That of those 3 years, or those 3 years you're not in the postseason, you don't just stink. You aren't 61 wins, 67 wins. You are still in competitive baseball in July, in August. You don't just reek. That would be my caveat.
I think so much this is knowing the history of the franchise and where they have been. And that's, you know, viewing success versus what your dreams and desires are two different things. Of course, over the next 5 years, I would love them and say to be in a World Series and have a chance to win a championship again.
Make the playoffs all 5 years.
But if we're being realistic, yeah, the next 5, it's probably, for me, I would put it at 3 playoff appearances. Okay. I think they have some of the young pieces in place where, to me, 3 out of 5 would be the best stretch in the club's history, essentially. But also at the same time, I think they're in a position where that might be possible. With, remember, expanded playoffs. You know, we talk about the history of the club. Yeah, but 20 years ago, there were not, you know, 6 playoff spots in the American League. So I do view it a little bit differently now.
That's fair.
So that's why I think 3 out of the next 5. I'm never going to say with this franchise, with knowing the history, though, I'm never going to say like, oh, I need a World Series appearance in that. Yeah, my dream is that they have another World Series appearance in the next 5. I don't think with the way baseball playoffs work, all of that, payroll discrepancies, that you could say it's not a success if they don't get to a World Series in the next 5. I know internally they, of course, players, of course. I'm talking about from the outside, knowing the history of the franchise, knowing how baseball is set up market size-wise. I think if you told me 3 playoff appearances, and yeah, hopefully in all 3 it's not an exit in the wild card round. I would like to see an ALCS appearance. But if you're saying it's only a success if they make a World Series in the next 5, I just think that's not realistic of how baseball goes, especially if you're not the Dodgers or you're not the New York Yankees.
Their single greatest run in making the postseason, they made the postseason 5 out of 6 years. from 1976 to 1981. They were also the Yankees of that time. Like,
payroll is much different. This is really
hard to conceptualize because it doesn't make any sense. The Royals were a top five payroll team in baseball during that stretch, and they had the sport's best player, probably, or one of the sport's best players in George Brett, and only four teams made the playoffs back then. So this is an incredible run during that time. But they didn't even make the postseason three times out of 5 years from 82 to 86. They only made it in 84 and 85. Then, as we all know, they did not make the postseason again until 14 and 15, and they did not make the postseason again until 2024. So it's hard for me to turn down two times in the next 5 years with, I think, at least one ALCS appearance. I can't have you get to the postseason this year, get two more times in the next 4 years, and they always end in the wild card round or the DS. You got to find yourself at least playing with the final four teams in this sport for me to be like, you are heading somewhere, and for the first time in my entire lifetime, I believe in the long-term future of this franchise. Because you had mentioned it right after the world, or right after the ALDS. In 14 and 15, it was so different because we were waiting for it all to end. We knew. Everybody knew, even when they were doing those things, that this run wasn't going to last. Nobody was under contract long-term. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew that this was like a two-year run. Now they thought, or were hoping, that they could build it back a little faster. We didn't think some run was coming. They won 81 and 80 games the next 2 years. Had the following year been they were in the postseason? Well, then they were like a good, successful franchise, and it was working. If they go 81 and 80 wins the next 2 years in the Royals, but then they're back to 60 wins, well, then they're right back to where they were in 14 and 15, and they stink. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. I want sustained success. At least 80 wins each year on average over the next 5 years with a couple of playoff appearances and one deep run.
Yeah, I think next year is so crucial, though, if you're talking about keeping the buy-in from fans, right, and believing that everything is heading in the right direction. Of course, this year was a massive step forward. But next year, to your point, though, a little bit, I'm not saying it's going to happen every single year, but next year, if all of a sudden there was more injuries in the rotation than they had this year, which is a real possibility, by the way. They were very fortunate. More injuries. And so all of a sudden next year, they fall back to a 73 win team. And that's a big step backwards from where they were. You're going to have fans heading into 2026 not believing at all that they say it was a 1 year thing. So next year is so important, I think, for people to believe that, oh, this is kind of maybe a new standard of really where they're at. So even if they missed the playoffs, but if they fell back to low 70s in win total, I think fans would say, oh, see, it was just a blip on the radar. Versus if they got to 84 and somehow missed the playoffs, which would probably miss the playoffs.
Hey, they're still there. Correct. Let's spend a little bit more.
So it's so important. Just missing the playoffs next year is different than there's more nuance required. Do they miss it because they missed it with 84, 85 wins, or do they miss it because they fell back to a 72 win team?
Part of the reason I asked this about 5 years is the one thing we don't know yet about where the Royals are organizationally is, we know that they're better at identifying free agent pitching and at trading for pitching in other people's organizations. We know that they have done a nice job acquiring young hitting talent and putting it on the roster, whether it's all come to fruition yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know where their system is or how good it's getting. 5 years gives me enough time to see some people come through the new worked Royal system. And if they're actually good at scouting and developing and all that stuff, that did not happen enough in the previous 30 years of my watching baseball. So next year doesn't tell me that story. They go to 84 wins. It tells me they still got a lot of talent on this team. Not quite enough. The way to get more talent on this roster from a long-term perspective, sustained, is through the development process. So next year, I know that I can look at their system right now, and I can tell you right now, they don't have a bunch of players bursting at the seams in double and triple A, ready to crack through in the majors. I know everyone wants to see Jack Caglione and the, 25 games he's played at high A ball make it to the big leagues. I'm just telling you, I think we're going to have to wait an extra year or two before we get a sense of if they've brought that player along, if they've brought along some of the pitchers that they've drafted over the last couple of years, some of the college over the last couple of years. That's why I would take the two. It sounds like I'm selling them short, and maybe I am because I'm used to the Royals, as you said, as they know it. But that would seem like a success.
The other good thing, it looks like, unless guys get promotions in other organizations, it looks like they're going to have everybody returning from the staff. I think that matters. when you're coming off a year like this, you're not, you know, you're not getting your staff poached by everybody. And hopefully that's the case. We won't really know until the season is over officially with World Series. But
JJ said if they don't get poached, they'll all be back.
So, you know, obviously promotions happen and good for their families and everything. But hopefully it looks like there's a chance that everybody, if not like 95%, 99%, should be back from a staff perspective. And I think that matters when you're coming off the type of season that they had and knowing that the roster is going to be really, really similar. Yeah, we talked to JJ yesterday. There's a few areas that I hope they add, whether it's trade or otherwise. But like for the most part, it's the same team next year. I mean, there's a few things.
This was a playoff team who went toe-to-toe with the New York Yankees. Hell, they've been more competitive. They were more competitive in their series than the Guardians have been so far. Not that that's a win. I'm not saying hang a banner for more competitive against the Yankees. I'm just saying they didn't get run out of the building. This wasn't a team that had no business being on the same diamond as the team they were competing against. They got beat. They got beat by a better team in the New York Yankees, and they're going to have to find a way to close that gap. It just, a lot of it is, I'm just trying to imagine how we would talk about it 5 years from now. Let's include this year in it. So 6 years total, and the Royals were a playoff team 3 years. They made it to one World Series, but they didn't win it. But they made the playoffs three times in 6 years. Three times in 6 years for the first time since 1981, Gold. Like, I mean, yeah, I get it. My standards have been set low. I would take that as a pretty big win in my brain.
Well, and because
now, some of that is like it's hard because the Chiefs just make the damn Super Bowl every year.
And they have changed how we view sports success in the city forever. We've acknowledged that. I also think, man, if you're just saying multiple playoff appearances during that stretch, we know this playoff format typically is set up for a wild card team, or at least the possibility for you to go on a deep run, even if you're not the top seed. And I know I say that as it looks like we're heading towards a potential Dodgers, Yankees, top seeds in the National League.
It's been a little while since
we
just had that grossness.
You know, it looks like that's where we're headed. But at the same time, we saw the Diamondbacks a year ago go from a wild card to the World Series. So if you're telling me they're getting into the playoffs three more times over the next 5-6 years, then their chances of getting to an ALCS or a World Series actually aren't that bad. I mean, the math, of course, is in your favor, but especially with this playoff format. It's not the NFL playoffs where,
you have a chance.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.